In many countries around the world, the internet has made it much easier for people to trace their family histories. But in Jamaica, the legacy of slavery has meant that those histories are often deeply painful ones. Despite that, the number of amateur genealogists is growing, as Nick Davis reports from the capital, Kingston.
Despite the internet, they wanted to see the records for themselves.
Jamaica's a mixed place.
Oh, it was great. It has been good. I found so much more.
Cheryl Medley is the archivist.
So I have a huge book somewhere, right over there, that is full of information going all the way back to the 1600s. So, yes, I love doing this. I've learned a lot about my family, the kind of jobs that they had and the things that they love to do.
Right here is a family plot. There's concrete slabs. She was, I believe, my great-great-grandaunt, born July 1880, died March 1970.
With me was my 81-year-old father.
Brings up past memories.
Recent Hollywood blockbusters such as 12 Years a Slave have awakened audiences once more to the realities of the slave trade.
Welcome, welcome. My name is Lillian.
And these are tourists, not local people.
There hasn't been many Jamaicans. I had one earlier this year, or was it late last year, and she did come and find her ancestor here.
They make a breakthrough. Their family history takes in China, Scotland and Africa. Jamaicans themselves seem divided between those who want to look back on the past and others who feel it has to be left behind for a better future.
Nick Davis reporting. Now, how many good deeds did you do in 2014? However many you did, you'll have a hard time topping the achievement of Luke Cameron. Every day throughout the year, Luke carried out at least one random act of kindness, such as buying meals for strangers or helping elderly neighbours. And he then wrote about it in his blog, The Good Deed Diary. Dan Damon asked him, what was the most satisfying of the many good deeds he performed?
Things like going to help charities, such as the one I did in London. We ended up delivering 2,500 meals across one day. And for me, that was one of the days that I would remember, because going and feeding so many people and seeing the faces of when you drop off all this food that otherwise would have been wasted was an incredible feeling.